modern teaching. But I think what I do question is like, again, going back to the point, where do you draw the line? Yes, we can think our job is really basically based on us selling our people, selling books to people. And there have to be people who do that, because otherwise you never get the books, right?
Yes.
You never get the books turned out. But like when it comes to certain things, teaching or art or like motherhood, motherhood especially. Yes, surrogacy is helpful. It's helped like it's helped my relatives, you know, but when is it too much?
When does it draw the line?
When is it too much? Like when does it become like you're not helping people anymore, it's just really good for them. And you're not looking at the person as a person anymore.
Yeah, which brings us to the character of Raiden, who explained it to herself by saying, I'm doing this to help someone
who
cannot have
children. Have a child. And it's really a Chinese billionaire who gives her a huge bonus at the end.
And uses that bonus to actually.
So these little explanations we tell ourselves to justify what we're doing. So let's talk about the
ending.
Do you see May as a villain?
No.
I have read
reviews in foreign publications which always which identify her as the bad guy. Are we just more accepting of this sort of? What do you think,
Dorsky? I mean, for Nina, I like the book in the sense that there were shades of like different people. I mean, at the end of the day, everybody has to earn a living, right? I mean, whether that's hustling or something, you know. And it was a nice difference now between Reagan and
Jane.
Kasi si Reagan nga. Minsan, I don't like to joke about
it.
Because
me,
I didn't grow up rich, diba? My family's poor, diba? So, I know I can understand the concept of wanting to do something at a certain, diba? They have a certain limit, but some people who just earn a living, diba? So, parang minsan si Reagan, for me, was one of those people that you joke about na, she can afford to
do
that. Kasi, you know, she mag-uburto, diba? May mga ganyan, diba?
First world problems.
The same way na yun na nga with me. I mean, her family grew up. She was kind of actually not bad. Her father is a middle class.
It's just that you know the mother was a driver.
Yes, and again the philosophy of she was trying to get into a certain level of wealth that she doesn't really belong to, right?
Yes.
Although, I have to quote
what Dawn said, that one thing that really humanizes me is she still buys from sales.
Yeah.
She's very important.
So, yun, at the end of the day, you can't fault her for wanting that.
Yeah,
right?
She saw
for using the system.
She provided a service that was in demand. There is just that it kind of went haywire of the huge amounts of money that became involved.
And there's a question of pretense.
Yeah.
The kindness that she extends, there's the question of like,
is she
just
professional
pretending?
Kindness.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a fighter. Every time he describes a name, meron siyang brand.
Her clothes.
Her mother of pearl tissue box.
Yes. Everything is kumbaga branded.
But I think that also speaks kasi of who May is. Uh-huh. And she's like the perfect victim of capitalism.
The fashion victim,
She has enough money to indulge, but she's not yet like billionaire. Miss May, or Mrs. Beck.
was this, the corner of the surrogate is not going to affect the corner of the baby. That's
but there's a premium.
There's a premium for white people.
Yes.
Actually, you so many touch on because I feel that, of course, the gender identity is up front, the gender element is up front, and motherhood is up front. But what really struck me was some race relations. And you know what really pissed me off? Here. I love this book. But what really pissed me off is...
No,
and
part of loving a book is having things in it.
I think there are no villains here. Because I feel like everyone was just trying to do their best in a perfect situation. Okay, so... And even May, in the way that she can help, she was trying to do. But also, she needed to look out for herself, which is basically what everyone in that... In this book was doing, everyone was doing it for themselves. So, anyway, what I hated about this was, I think Regan and Lisa, white person privilege was very pervasive. Because if you look at the ending, they were the only ones who got what they were promised.
Yes.
Lisa got away with
a lot. But if you look at the issues, if everyone just followed contractually what was stipulated, which is, give birth, stay here, hold time. No, because Lisa and Regan kept on talking ideas and Jane.
Yes.
Jane was just following because she didn't know any better.
Yes.
So I feel like Jane's obviously the victim.
Yes.
But who was the one who turned her into a victim?
Yeah.
And I feel like first the system, and May was the main representation. But also the actors who did it, and I feel the actors who did it, the primary push for becoming a victim, are people of privilege who do not understand what being a victim is.
That's
what I hate about that this whole thing. Because I work with a lot of experts. And this is a common thing that I have with all of my friends who are executives. I don't understand why they're being me why 30 times you are.
I really
do not understand. Because you're better than them, you're smarter than them. Obviously, you live in the Philippines, so you know what's happening here. And we're all working here.
Yeah, it's like a hotel business where all the general managers of the major hotel chains are white.
And it's the same here. Like, dude, who was the better surrogate between Jay? If you actually knew all of the facts, and you did not have any preference for it, would you rather pick Jane, who was docile and receptive to criticism and understands the job? Or someone like Regan or Lisa, who every step of the way questions what they were doing, even though from the start you explained to them what they were getting into? And then after all of that...
And they can bend the rules because they know they can get away with it.
And then suddenly she gets like a premium bonus and a male person, male baby bonus.
Mm-hmm.
And then still power saying the male is the baby.
Even the fact of a male baby bonus. So the book tries to cover a lot of things.
Yes.
You've got your white privilege, your girl guilt, and then you have your the plight of OFWs, etc., etc. So what did you think of the resolution of the story?
And like her description.
Still working for me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what she's still
doing. focus niya.
Kasi number one,
yeah,
kasi siya kasuhan ng kidnapping. But he was his own person. It's sa people. So, hindi siya pwede kasuhan ng anything.
Is that what
he
said? No, I mean, I think so. I think that's probably true. I mean, I think definitely that's true. Pero, I think it was not so much that way na kasi ng kidnapping as it was a major breach of your contractual stipulations. Which is, you're not supposed to be good.
You're not supposed to be.
And obviously, you're not supposed to be good in Oxford out informing anyone.
Yes.
So, honestly, it's important to also go ahead and still love yourself. And honestly, yeah, there's
something to do.
Yeah,
to do.
I really feel like, kasi you have to understand also that Mei was a colored person.
Yeah.
And she had ambition. Mm-hmm. And the reason why it was so easy to cast her as the villain is because she wasn't a scrapper she was already successful.
Yes.
So I think what people do not understand sometimes about success, I think it comes at the cost. Because the world is great, you can only work with what you have. Meaning, I work with the system. I'm not the one running the system. So the ethical choices I make will both have to protect me because I need to survive within the system. Pero I can choose the most ethical way to move this forward, right? And I think that was what Mei was trying to do. She was working within a system that was very imperfect. And I think it would have been great if she was the type of person who could see above it and say na parang, we need to break down the system. But she's not it. She's part of it. She accepted it. She works inside it. To try to ano. And I think why do I think na Mei is a good person most of the time, generally? It's because when she said na parang contractually if you need it, if you need expectation, if you kailangan mo mo, she wasn't lying. As in, from the start, it's taken naman sa iyo
But there's also the element of manipulation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think where the ethics of the thing becomes a little bit blurry. Mm-hmm. But I think she was a person of her word in the sense that she wasn't going to break the contract. Whatever we decided, we just need to give Mia. And I think there's a problem with meritocracy, and it's a completely different conversation within the capitalist system.
Yes.
But I think she accepted that, kasi, that perspective. And I think you cannot blame a person working within a capitalist system na di-insight din na that the only way to survive and succeed in a capitalist system is to prove that you're the most meritorious within that system. Okay, so ignore that. And I think the softening of her personality has always been clear from the start. And that's the reason why your best friend Kate is there.
Buying the business plastic.
And also a white girl who was like, who had the capacity to become.
Do you wonder how they portray her goodness? I don't have to run it for skin.
Yeah. You know what I like about it? Is I think that softens me because Mei did not need Kate. Did not need Kate, did not need to be a goddaughter to the daughter of Kate, godmother, did not need to invest tons of money to the schools that Kate's were running, or charter schools and trying to raise money. She did it because she's the best friend of Kate, she believes in what Kate is doing. In principle, even if she doesn't agree with Kate's choices, so I think that really parang blurs the end, yung villain. And I think the reason why I gravitated towards her is thinking because she was the oldest. Everyone was so young. Yeah. And like everyone was like, this is right, the thing's wrong. And she yung no, we have to understand that I'm 40 years old. The system is this. We have to work with the system. Otherwise, no one is going to win. And whether or not that's right or wrong, I think it's hard to judge.
Actually, what you said now about humanizing her character for me, especially the interaction with her boss,
billionaire.
Mm-hmm. That's a very familiar concept. Now you're dining with your boss at the posh, and he's like ignoring all the expensive food. But that's the again, parang it. I felt it humanized her because that's the level she wants to get in, diba?
We haven't spoken about that.
What do you think of
her? Just to go back with Mei, I don't think she's a villain, and I agree that she's attractive in the sense that she's competent, and that's why you like her. She's competent in the system that she works in, which she has accepted. But I also think that, and I guess in the fact that when you're reading a story, you're reading from like, where is the moral, and where do you get like, where does the person, where do the different people get from?
Sino kakampihan ko?
Yeah. Or not even like, I think they all. all have to be held accountable for something.
Yeah.
The sense that me also has to be held accountable that, yes, she's working within that system, but I remember seeing Viet Thanh Nguyen was talking about like how even if you're the oppressed person, you are also the oppressed.
Mm-hmm.
You can also be the oppressed. And in a sense, that's what Faye was.
Yes.
You understand that she was also oppressed by everything around her, that she was also a problem, that she has to work within the system. But she was very good, she was very competent working within that system.
Yes.
But eventually, she also became an oppressor. In the same way, Si Ate was oppressed, but then she also became oppressed.
Private jets.
I don't like commercial. But I
also like that part where she decides to go into the catering business,
yeah.
And then some rich Filipinos decide to screw her over.
Yeah. But you want the pulburon? The pulburon thing. And my mom cooks pulburon and things like that. And she would actually make them so that I have an allowance to actually go to school.
Yeah.
So that actually, that is real. I mean, that really happens to a lot of Filipino families where the mom actually tries to sell all of these small things.
Yes, yes.
Using
to
augment the family. Yes. Yeah.
But it's interesting now what you said. It's again another race thing now. Pag, di ba, like si Evelyn, she would put her mga awards sa mga kabi niya. At
yes.
Yun, an American household. Kasi, mas mabait sila. Kasi may mga Pilipino na.
Yes!
No, as in, it's the same reason that it's so much better for Pinoys to be domestic workers in the States than in the Philippines. In the Philippines, parang may batas na na, but a lot of maids still don't get paid. Because
yeah,
in her own way, within that system, she was also, I mean, outside of the lying, obviously.
Yeah.
she was also trying to look at the path of work ethically within that system, right, which is one, I'm going to put you in a good family who will not pay you, who will treat you well, and then you can
decide. But see, that whole process takes convincing yourself.
Correct.
Yes.
Even for both of them, for Abby and me, that whole process, like, you want to
actually. So it's like a parallel.
You're sort of like convincing yourself that I'm doing what's best for these people, and that will allow me to, like, make these decisions that I know might not be morally ethical, but it's what works, right?
Yeah.
So, I just feel like they're both the same, except that between the two of them, I have more compassion for Abby. Yeah.
Advantages.
She's in a position of power that immediately gives her more privileges.
How does Aki's story end in the novel?
She does. Roy is released to the victims.
But for me, actually, I was thinking more that Ate is the woman of color's version of Lisa, where Lisa knows how to play the system. From a white person's perspective, parang Ate was like that. Like, she was earning all sorts of money from whoever wanted to pay her. But obviously, she was kind of driven by other things, and very Filipino things, like kids back home. And then Lisa was free from all of that, and was just driven by herself.
So maybe Ate and Ate is sort of
But that's an interesting structural thing. It's essentially the same character in three parts.
Yes, it is.
There are minor dealings which I really think was interesting from a Filipino perspective. Because I think with the main dormitory thing that's happening, like, that's one of them, everybody's doing it, and there's always usually one person who kind of like stands out, and when everyone, pupuntahan mo yung tao na yun, you ask na, can you help me out?
That's why I think
Ate was like a really gray character, because no one was required to ask her for help. I mean, she stood up, like, parang, alam mo, kung walang Ate, magutom silang lahat doon. So, parang, and that's what's the great thing there, is because of the lying and the making money off of that. But also, at the same time, I don't like you to judge people for doing what they need to do to survive. So, parang I feel like, or to succeed within a certain environment. So, parang feeling ko, she did what was necessary. Pero, same, like, it mirrors everything. Someone was oppressed, and someone was doing the oppressing. Pero at the same time, the question is not, is this particular thing masama? Ang sagot ko would be, well, depende dun sa sitwasyon. Masamang may sinungaling siya, at masamang hindi niya i-admit na kumigil na siya ng pera. Pero, is the situation itself necessarily wrong? No, I mean, that's really how everyone was going to survive in that moment.
What
do
you think about it now? Did they hurt someone?
Yeah, kaya ang feeling it's so big. Kasi parang feeling ko, did they hurt someone? Okay, I think feelings definitely were hurt. Pero in the larger context, she was also thinking, Jane, if you get the $20,000 out of this, your life will literally change. You will not
you
have
to get your own house.
Or you will not have to worry about kapahal. But she was also really genuinely, I think, looking out for Jane's
interest. I agree, but I think it's not so much like, you know, is she bad or is she good? It's just the fact that because they're gay, you want to question, like, it's not that.
And that's how you know that the farm is a grown-up novel, because you cannot easily classify
it into the two columns.
Basically it's not Harry Potter.
Using that as one of the revenue streams so that they can actually have posters. Where the ethics actually. That's clearly.
You need to meet someone. It doesn't have to be actual.
To make it feel good.
That is oppressor. Oppressed.
that happen? Would that happen? Like what you said, Benina, in some way, but would it happen? I think it will. It just so happened that Benina's happened in society. It's also within the world itself.
Mm-hmm.
But I realized the reason the world has evolved from simple conflict or individual blockings is that it's because of others. It's because one person, one animal, was willing to sacrifice himself.
Yes.
So I think it's altruistic world alone. What we're trying to do is as much as possible would be lessen, oppress, we lessen inequities. How are we going to do that world? And it starts with the basic questions. Where do we go with that?
Okay.
See, for example, my daughter, she's pregnant every 3 years. If she were to modify, her experience, I think she would report. Naranas mo ngayon, ito ka modify ko sa story. No, I have a deep connection to my child. I felt him go outside of me. I felt him in his part of me. And I felt him not modify that. So para sa akin, Sister Rob isn't bad. Or do you really like
it? Yeah, and that's something that I guess the book is already covering so many things. What about the relationship between the survey and the child she is carrying? Has she no feelings about the child whatsoever?
Which is what is they touched on the end, right?
Yeah.
Like Down syndrome.
It's very similar to the situation of yayas and children.
Yeah.
There is an emotional connection. So between surrogates and maids, we have outsourced now.
Yes.
So, in a way, is it better to have human surrogates, but we just grow babies in a test tube? As in a machine. Like in Brave New World.
I think
we
have
AI.
The
machines will be for the middle class.
Women have a conversation about surrogacy, which is very different from being men.
Right.
And sa amin, no. This is not something you can take away from us. Kayo, iba yung conversation niya. It's going to be about the sacredness of motherhood. Sa amin, we need that option.
That was our reading group discussion of The Farm by Joanne Ramos. For September, our Bibliophibian selection is The Black Prince by Iris Murdoch. This has been another episode of Jessica Zafra's Podcasts.